few industries have seen more of an immediate effect from the coronavirus than the airline industry. Delta, American, and United all cutting back on the number of domestic and international flights as bookings decline. United says ticket sales have fallen 25%. Delta says bookings have dropped 25 to 30% over the past 2 weeks. Let's bring in Seth Kaplan here, now transportation analyst. Seth, I was just on a plane this morning. There were 8 passengers on my flight, the entire plane almost empty. How much trouble are the airlines in?
Jeremy, that sounds like a post-9/11 era flight. Mm-hmm. And not all flights are that empty. I talked to somebody else who was on a flight yesterday who estimated it was maybe 40 to 50% full. But obviously, what has changed here is, whereas a week ago, we said there was kind of a dichotomy. People were still flying, they just weren't booking. Now, at least a lot of people aren't flying. And the difference between this and 9/11, Jeremy, is that back then, you know, I remember flying around on these very cheap fares that were available, empty flights, and thinking, I know I'm perfectly safe, probably the safest I've ever been because of all the new measures. This is a little different. Most of us are not going to die from coronavirus, but this is an ongoing threat, and you can't exactly tell people there's nothing to worry about when there are people out there contracting and in some cases dying from coronavirus.
So what are the airlines to do about this? We know that the heads of United and Southwest say they're going to forego base salaries until the end of June and take pay cuts. Some airlines are halting hiring. They're cutting capacity. What are they doing?
Yeah, the CEO of Southwest actually said in a video posted for employees yesterday that those maxes that Southwest was desperately awaiting not too long ago, once they are ready for delivery, you know, who knows if Southwest really wants them immediately, even though in the long term, there's no question they do. These airlines in another era would already be furloughing employees, Jeremy, with the kinds of capacity cuts that we're seeing. The U.S. airlines, very different from some around the world that have literally been going out of business in recent weeks, the U.S. airlines came into this crisis in a relatively healthy state. And so you can kind of see them balancing short term versus long term. You know, as you said, pausing hiring, offering some voluntary leave, that kind of thing, thinking, you know, if this is just a 2-3-4 month problem, we, you know, and they're thinking you're all going to be okay and don't want to anger the employees going into, you know, the next round of labor negotiations and all of that. That's a luxury they have right now. The problem is that nobody knows exactly how long this will last.
Do you think a bailout is likely from the federal government?
That's been dangled, and we'll see. Again, you kind of have to walk the line here. Usually a bailout, like the one that came after 9/11, is when an industry can credibly say, look, if we don't get this, who knows if we're going to be able to stay in business. That's not yet the case here, but these airlines, I mean, this is already a recession in the travel industry, right? The rest of the economy, we'll see. It's clearly shaky, but airlines are in a recession. That much they can certainly say.
Do you think that we're going to see airlines go out of business because of this?
U.S. airlines, probably not, unless, you know, there's some kind of worst case scenario here. And I mean, let's be honest, this has all gotten worse than most of us imagine. The, sort of that range of possibilities keeps sliding over. But right now, would still say that these airlines are most likely to be fine when you see travel already rebounding domestically within China, for example, even though the threat hasn't passed. So a lot of scenarios where things can be okay, either because the virus itself subsides as a threat as the summer approaches, or people just go back to traveling, but no certainty yet.
Seth Kaplan here, now transportation analyst. Thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy.